Hello.
Hello, we're calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not very likely to vote? Not at all likely to vote? Or are you not registered to vote?
No, I will definitely vote.
And with which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
What is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
What is your age?
64.
Thank you. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidates and the Republican candidates? Would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidates? Probably vote for the Democratic? Lean slightly to the Democratic? Definitely vote for the Republican?
No, definitely for the Democrat.
Okay, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Scott Boyd?
Don't know.
Aaron Huntley?
Don't know.
Leonard Spencer?
Oh my goodness, I don't know.
Carolina Amesty?
Oh, very negative. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump,
yes,
the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
And if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesty, the Republican candidate?
Leonard Spencer. I don't know much about him, but I know enough about her. She's bad.
And what do you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic? Hello?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. As you may know, the Republican State Representative Carolina Amesty was arrested on Thursday for four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying her signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amesty, the Republican candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
And what do you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely vote.
Due to State Representative Amesty's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. These questions will get a little repetitive, but please bear with me and we'll be finished with the survey soon. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Leonard Spencer. Definitely.
If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
And what do you say, you are definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer?
Definitely.
You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
Who did I vote for?
Yes.
Joe Biden.
When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
The third choice. I mix them up. I vote for who I feel is the best candidate.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Would you say you are very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.